We move into part three, which is the concluding section, not the concluding words, of the letter to the Romans. Remember, we've been doing Romans now for several weeks, and we're in chapter 8, which is the culmination of everything Paul wanted to say. Starting with 9, it's all the application of the teaching. It's the moral part, starting with 9, and so forth. So the text goes, we know that for to those who love God, everything works together, eis agathon, for good. Now, he says, we know. He doesn't say we hope, or we believe, like not faith. You know, idamen means, in other words, there's two words used a lot in Greek for know, ginoskin and idene. Ginoskin means to acquire by experience. In this we have come to know the love. That's ginoskin. The other is abiding, clear knowledge, idene. The word here is from that root, idamen. We know that for those who love God, panta synergi eis agathon, everything works unto good. Now, people sometimes want to put a subject in there, God. But it's there, you know. It's there already. God, of course. If everything's working for good, why? Because God is God. And so, for those who according to the plan are called. This is remarkable. According to the plan. Those of us listening to this have got to be part of the plan. Now, we can refuse it. But there's another side of the plan. Suppose God gives me $1 million. I don't need $1 million. I give half of it to you as part of the plan. Not only that I know, but that I tell you so that you know and become part of the plan. So those who kata prothesin, and there's a beautiful text in Timothy, huh? Timothy goes on and on, and then he says, the one who saves us and calls us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own plan and grace, to give to you in Christ Jesus before the beginning of the ages. It's his plan. You realize, you know, we can be snobbish, we Catholics, you know. But then everybody sins and the cops come and so now we're embarrassed. No. We are still chosen. We're part of the plan. And if we will respond to God, that plan will reach out to others. You see? And we have that beautiful text. We're going to have another one in just a minute. Because those whom he foreknew, he foreordained to be conformed to the image of his Son. That's our whole vocation, to be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ, to be just like him. Isn't that awesome? We are given the power, the grace, the ability, the inspiration, the solicitation, the mercy to be like Christ. Suppose you only get 1/1000th of the way there. That's still a great plus. People will look and say, who is this person? This woman, she's got peace, she loves, she forgives, and she knows where she's going, and she can talk about God with great facility and talk about the Lord Christ. What happened to her? She accepted the invitation. That's what happened, you see. Those whom he foreknew, he foreordained to be conformed to the image of his Son, so that Now listen to this. I know you're listening, but listen. This is God's plan, that he would be the firstborn among many brothers. It's not enough for him to be in the Trinity. He wants to be with us. Of course it's enough to be in the Trinity. It's an overflowing love. Just think about it. God is there in triune, infinite, glorious splendor, could not be anything but infinitely, unsurpassingly happy. And he creates. Why? To share. And the ultimate goal of that sharing, you see, is that we would be brothers and sisters. And Jesus Christ would be the firstborn. He'd be our big brother. He'd be our... Isn't that awesome? I mean, that's the plan. So we're part of the family. That's why the Spirit can say in us, Abba, Father. You know, it doesn't mean dad, like daddy. You know, it's not sentimental. Abba. I'll tell you what it's like. I was in a grocery store in Jerusalem. And I was walking down the aisle, big tall aisle. And there was a little boy right in front of me. And all of a sudden he said, Abba, Abba, Ephata, Dad, Dad, Father, Father, where are you? The dad leans over the next counter and says, Anipo, Inbaya, right here, no problem. And I thought, that's Abba. It comes from the depth, love, trust, miss him, Abba. You see? And so he would be the firstborn among many people who can say, Abba. Isn't that amazing? What a plan. And if that weren't enough, when we blew the whole thing and threw it back in his face, he came himself to repair it. Think about that. You know? So then it goes to the rest of this text. Those he foreordained, these he called. And those he called, he justified. Those he justified, he glorified. Now, there is a rhythm like that in the book of Exodus. Huh? And it goes like this. So, this is Moses speaking. Vayomer alayv. Im ein panika hokim, you can't, you know, if your presence, if your face, really, how do you know God's present? You see his face. You know, that's God. That's not anybody else. That's God. I know that. Why? Because my spirit leaps. Because I know. That's God. Can I be mistaken? Oh, sometimes, because, you know, I'm dumb. But when God is really there, no. That's God. That's why the text says, you see, if your face doesn't go along with us, meaning your recognizable presence, I guess, would be the way to put it. Well, in the text, the translation, if your presence will not go with me, do not carry us up from here. For how shall it be known that I have found favor in your sight, I and your people? Is it not in your going with us, so that we are distinct, I and your people, from all other people that are upon the face of the earth? Isn't that beautiful? That's what we have to say. Lord, you founded this Catholic Church. For over a millennium, it was one church. Now it's broken up into, who knows, you know, the Orthodox and ourselves, and then up here in Northern Europe and now all over the U.S., 7,000 sects? I mean, you know, how are they going to know? He says, you see, that we're different. Now, this is so beautiful. See? And Adonai said to Moshe, Gam, even this request which you have spoken, I will do. You've been bothering me. You've been talking to me. You've stopped me from destroying the people. You've done all these things. And now you want me to go along with you. Even this I'll do. That's God. If we talk to God the right way, he talks to us. So Moses is saying, Lord, think of your reputation. If we wander around now without you and look like jerks, and we're supposed to be your people, think of your reputation. We can pray that right now in this poor church of ours, right? I will do, and then it goes on, and this is the part that's like what we've seen already in the New Testament. The thing that you have spoken, I will do, because you have found chen, favor, grace in my eyes. And I know you by name. Wouldn't it be nice to have a conversation like that with God? I'll do it. Why? Because I've chosen you and I know you by name. Every one of us, either giving this talk or listening to it, God knows by name. And that's what he says. You see how that fits with the background to this Romans text, huh? And then another one came. This is more, people know this one more. This is Jeremiah. And the Dabar Adonai came to me saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. You see what know means? It isn't I know your phone number, or I know your address, or even I know your name. I know you. And then God says, and I want you to know me. Not just my name, not just my phone number, not just my creation, not even just my plan. I want you to know me. And so I've called you by name. You see, as we pray and get used to praying, keep it up, don't get discouraged. Sometimes the Lord will say, I want to know how interested you really are. Are you interested in me or in consolation? So if you keep on praying and you're not consoled, then I know you're interested in me and not just the consolation. The old saying, I want to know the God of consolations, not the consolations of God. Skip the consolations. I want to know you. You have to let the Lord grow us up to that, you see? So that's what's being said here, you see? Before you were born, I set you apart. I made you a prophet to the Gentiles. Now, do you know where Paul uses those words about himself? It's in Galatians chapter 2, where he says the same thing. Before I was formed in the womb, God called me to be a prophet to the Gentiles. I'm another Jeremiah. Isn't that beautiful? You see, so this Romans 8, as we are coming to a close now, you see, that's the foundation of hope, that he loves us, he's called us, he wants us to be close to him. And so, it's a great call, huh? Amen.